You're listening to SBS News.
ISK, or ISIS-K, is the regional affiliate of the self-proclaimed IS group active in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The group has claimed responsibility for twin suicide attacks among crowds at Kabul's airport and made headlines around the world. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke of the group in an address after the attacks.
A tough day. This evening in Kabul, as you all know, terrorists attacked that we've been talking about and worried about, that the intelligence community has assessed, has undertaken an attack by a group known as ISIS-K. Took the lives of American service members standing guard at the airport and wounded several others seriously. He had also wounded a number of civilians, and civilians were killed as well.
So, what is this group? Months after IS declared a caliphate in Iraq and Syria in 2014, breakaway fighters from the Pakistani Taliban joined militants in Afghanistan to form a regional chapter, pledging allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The group was formally acknowledged by the central IS leadership the next year as it sank roots in northeastern Afghanistan, particularly Kunar, Nangarhar, and Nuristan provinces. United Nations monitors say it also managed to set up sleeper cells in other parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, including Kabul. A UN Security Council report released last month said latest estimates of its strength varied from several thousand active fighters to as few as 500. The K in the name stands for Khorasan, a historical name for the region taking in parts of what is today Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan, and Central Asia. IS's Afghanistan-Pakistan chapter has been responsible for some of the deadliest attacks of recent years. Beyond bombings and massacres, ISK has failed to hold any territory in the region, suffering huge losses in Taliban and US-led military operations. For ISK, the Taliban's hardline version of Sharia law is too liberal. Adjunct professor Amin Saikal of the University of Western Australia says ISK is more cruel than the Taliban.
In terms of their ideology, they are not a lot different from the Taliban, but in their operations, they can be far more cruel and violent than perhaps some of the elements of the Taliban.
ISK has massacred civilians in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, at mosques, shrines, public squares, and even hospitals. The group has especially targeted Muslims from sects it considers heretical, including Shiites. Last year, it was blamed for an attack that shocked the world. A gunman went on a bloody rampage at a maternity ward in a predominantly Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, killing 16 mothers and mothers-to-be. ISK was officially founded in 2015 and now recruits from among Afghan and Pakistani extremists. Their stated goal is to establish a so-called caliphate starting in South and Central Asia.
Well, their objective is to ignite a sectarian conflict whereby they would be able to take advantage in order to advance their own ambitions. And therefore, they have always been really focused on this sectarian conflict as the means for what they want to really achieve.
While both groups are hardline Sunni Islamist militants, there is no love lost between the Taliban and ISK. They have differed on the minutiae of religion and strategy while claiming to be true flag bearers of militant jihad. That tussle has led to bloody fighting between the two, with the Taliban emerging largely victorious after 2019, when ISK failed to secure territory as its parent group did in the Middle East. In a sign of the enmity between the two groups, IS statements have referred to the Taliban as apostates. Rasha Al-Aghidi is an analyst at New Line Institute. She says last night's attack could only happen by infiltrating the Taliban.
The only way IS Khorasan was successful in carrying out this attack means that ISK has successfully infiltrated their own ranks within the organization. So they have many people and many agents working for them. How that continues to play will be complicated. The Taliban will, I don't believe, will have a relationship with ISK. I do believe that they are enemies.
Others say the groups are more competitors than enemies, and with just 2,000 fighters, ISK poses no real threat to Taliban rule. Professor William Malley from the Australian National University explains.
They're more a threat to any image that the Taliban might be seeking to project of being in secure control of Afghanistan, because if one starts seeing a continuation of the kind of attacks for which ISIS has been responsible in the past, such as the attack on a girls' school in Dashti Bachi in May of this year, then any claims that the Taliban have been able to secure Afghanistan will begin to look very feeble indeed.
Professor Malley fears more IS attacks in the country, saying the Taliban soon won't have the benefit of intercepted Western communications, which he says forewarned of last night's attacks.
It seems that the warnings that came out about the possibility of an attack in the airport almost certainly came not from the Taliban, but from the interception of communications chatter by Western powers. That will be gone fairly soon, and that may give a group like ISIS much greater space in which to attempt attacks by which they can show that they're still an actor on the scene and that the Taliban haven't managed to monopolize the political space.
Though United States forces are departing Afghanistan, President Biden has promised retaliation.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Australia has formally listed ISK as a terror organization since 2017. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.